Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Today, on Service Notes, I'm joined by Kim King, one of the most influential voices in our industry. We talk about her personal journey, life on a real SWAT team, and yes, how baking a cake has more in common with IT operations than you might think.
I am going to ask you some fun personal questions, something we do with all our guests. And these are totally random. You don't have to answer them, all of them. Like, you can say skip that and I'll be happy to. So are you ready to start? And you have to answer as fast as possible. That's the kind of rule of the game. So what hobbies do you have outside of your service management career?
I have a dog. I have two cats.
Oh, nice. So
my hobbies evolve around them. I don't know if it's really a hobby, or, but I spend a lot of time with my animals.
Nice.
What are they? My little guy is Dexter. He's my dog. And then I've got two cats. One is named Opie and the other one is named Andy.
Nice.
And so I spend a lot of time with my animal. No, they don't fight.
Not like Cats and Dogs movie. They just made that up. That's not real.
And I do, my daughters, I'm close with my daughters. We live in the same apartment block, so I see them a lot.
Nice.
And so we do things together as well. I'm not a gardener. I'm a person that likes to work a lot. And so I've always put a lot of attention into my work. And so, yeah, I'm not a baker, not a gardener.
Yeah, well, you have so much adventure with you. I mean, you know, it's far more exciting than gardening, I would say, for sure. Are you a movie person or reading a book person?
Both. So I love to read. I love to read books. So I guess that could be a hobby. And I love to watch movies.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Tootsie.
Yeah. Which one?
Tootsie.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It's a 1980s movie. And let me show you something. Hang on.
Okay, sure.
Tootsie.
Okay. Wow. Tootsie. I thought that was like candy.
Well, there's a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
And, so the movie Tootsie stars Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, I heard of him.
Pollock and Jessica Lange, and it's about he is a starving actor in New York, and he dresses up as a woman to get on a soap opera, so he can get some work, and it's very witty, it's funny, and I love it. So that's my favorite.
I think they have made a little bit remake of that kind of movie I can't think of the name, but the guy wants to be with his kid and some kind of relationship.
Oh, issues. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes,
Mrs.
Doubtfire. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of along those lines. Nice. What's your favorite book?
Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's a really beautiful book. Okay.
Yes.
How do you relax after a busy day at work?
I usually read I play online Scrabble. If I want to start to shut my brain down, then I start to do online Scrabble. And I like to...
How would that shut down your brain? Please explain to me, because that requires you to think.
But I'm not thinking about IT. I'm not thinking about my kids. I'm not thinking about it. You know, I'm thinking,
where can I put
my X to get the most amount of points?
Yeah.
So it refocuses me. It refocuses me away from anything else. So I'll go through spurts where I'll read a lot, and I won't watch TV, and then I'll go through spurts wherein, the last couple of months I've just been into streaming old shows like Dexter as an example, which is, yes, my dog was named after a serial killer, or House of Cards or some of those old shows that I like.
Yeah, classic.
And
have you seen Lost?
No, I haven't seen Lost.
Oh, you should check that out, because if you like House of Cards, like, it's one of those series, like, you can't get used to it. You want to watch it, well, for me anyways. What's the one buzzword from IT you would get rid of if it was up to you? Like it really like, oh my God.
I can't think of a buzzword in IT that I would get. What's a buzzword?
You love them all, I guess.
Well, what's a buzzword? Give me
buzzword is like things like agile or, you know, LOE or CWAX or.
Agile. Yeah. Yeah.
Agile.
Agile for sure. Agile. For sure, because it's like, oh, everybody has to be agile. But you know what? Nobody really knows what that means. All it means is stop here, look at it here. Then if it's okay, keep moving forward. But, you know, no, you have, are you agile? Yes, I'm agile. That's what everybody says.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually, you know, a lot of my guests do use that word, which is so funny. Okay. What annoys you?
What annoys me is when I see something that can be fixed. And people don't want to listen and look at an alternative, perhaps. And so I remember I had a situation wherein a client wanted to set up tech bars, you know, technical stations and have inventory on hand. And I said, well, you're going to have some problems there because you're going to have your inventory locked up. And then you're also going to, because the people in that particular organization could not open up their own requests. Managers had to open up requests. The way they wanted to set the tech bar up is the regular employee would walk up and request a laptop. And I'd say, you can't do that because nobody can open up the request. Right. We couldn't open, you know, as IBM, we couldn't open it up on behalf of you because the client has to do that. And the client didn't have because the ServiceNow licenses were so expensive, they didn't have the ability to open up that request. And so
they charge license to open a request back then?
Yeah. You can, you know, if a request in order for it to, if there was an expense approval associated with it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, because it goes through that workflow. And so then, you know, it also affects inventory because you got to make sure that you're tracking it in your asset management. It's got to come out of the warehouse. It's got to go into staging. It's got to be wiped clean. So there's a little circle that it needs to go around. And so I said, well, let's set it up because the incident management process was already set up to work for hardware break fix.
Okay.
Wherein it would have been fine if the employee would have walked up and said, I've got a system here, hardware break fix issue. Then the technician can pull the laptop off the shelf and then give it to them. But that's because it's an incident hardware break fix. And then it goes through the system and then it goes through inventory, shows that it's sitting there at the client site and we need to call back in order to get that piece of hardware back. And there was no way I could convince the internal team to utilize the incident management process with an exception.
Okay.
The exception being, and I had convinced the client, sooner or later, you're going to have to do this as a request. But as an exception for now, can we do this as an incident hardware break fix? We put a notation in it and we get an exception so that we're covered off from an audit perspective. And it would have worked perfectly because it would have gone full circle. And so they decided, no, what they were going to do was they were going to do it as a request. And somebody would have to write the request out on a piece of paper. Wow. And then they would have to have a special security location because employee ID and so forth was going to be on that piece of paper. And then they were going to have, when the laptop came back and they weren't quite figuring out how the laptop was going to come back, I think they were going to do this all on spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the laptop was going to come back, then they were going to have a shredder available in order to shred all of the paperwork for it. And so it's that kind of thing wherein, think about this, let's use the existing process that we have. And there are such things as exception processes, which are auditable and you put it in the document and your life is going to be like, who wants to drag around a paper shredder?
Yeah.
Didn't make sense to me. And you know, and then having you know, documentation around. So that's what kind of drives me crazy when somebody won't sit down and say, let's think this through a little bit more. I think we can do a little bit better.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Thanks for joining us. We've only scratched the surface and there's a lot more to share. Don't miss the next episode of Service Notes.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.